This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've got a thing you use every day, a coffee maker or a blender maybe, a toaster, and all of a sudden it just stops. You turn it on, you turn it off, you turn it on again, nothing. And right about then, you've got a choice to make. Chuck it and buy a new one, or fix it. As it happens, there is a growing community of handy in that helpful way people dedicated to getting your toaster toasting or your blender blending again. Enter now Fix-It Clinics, connecting people with broken stuff to capable volunteers who might be able to help. From KQED, Azul Dahlstrom Ekman has more.
In the back of a library in the Northern California town of Redwood City, dozens of people are bent over small appliances surrounded by tools. It's a fix-it clinic, and there's this ritual greeting as people show up.
Okay, our first victim. Everyone say hi to Nancy and her bullet blender.
All right. Nancy Harris drove 25 miles to get here with her magic bullet blender, which has a problem. After she plugs it in, she can't get it to turn off. When this same thing happened with past blenders, she just threw them away.
And I'm so tired of buying a new one, I would love to fix this.
Volunteer Alex Schmidt works in software, but says he likes to tinker. He quickly diagnoses the problem. Mainly, it just needs to be cleaned.
Okay, that's pretty stuck, but I'm guessing it doesn't spin, right? And if I do this, it does.
The pair also make a little discovery.
There are actual bugs inside the motor. Little crawling bugs.
After about an hour of work and some bug removal, the blender is as good as new.
Yeah, I don't have to buy a new magic bullet, you know. So that's, you know, that saves you, what, $100, $200 every couple of years when this happens again. I'm really, really, really happy about it.
Fix-It clinics are basically classrooms where people learn critical thinking and troubleshooting skills through repair. But they're also designed to get people to think about how their buying habits affect the environment. By repairing what they have instead of buying something new, consumers can reduce waste and lower their carbon footprint. Peter Mui held the first one in 2009 and organized this clinic today.
Fix-It clinic is a hobby of mine that's gotten way out of control.
He says people have brought in broken washing machines, a dysfunctional Geiger counter, even a backpack designed to carry a parrot.
It's like improv. You never know what the general public's going to present you with.
Mui says around 200 Fix-It clinics were held across the U.S. last year. There's also an international community on the social platform Discord.
And we want to propagate these skills and that ethos throughout the entire world at this point.
This July, a new law goes into effect in California, making it the sixth state in the nation to put a right-to-repair law on the books. The California law requires manufacturers of appliances or electronics to make the tools, parts, and information necessary to repair their products available to anyone. Companies like iFixit stand to benefit. It's an online repair community that sells parts and tools, and it co-sponsored the law. Liz Chamberlain is the director of sustainability.
I think a lot of people are fed up with disposable culture. They're fed up with the idea that you have to buy a new phone every year, buy a new fridge every 3 years. It's a waste.
Chamberlain says the California law has already had a national impact. Apple announced it would comply across the U.S., not just in California. And more recently, Samsung broadly expanded its self-repair program for its phones, tablets, and PCs. And right-to-repair legislation is under consideration in nearly two dozen states.
Anybody have any stamp paper?
That's good news for places like the Fix-It Clinic here in Redwood City. Each time something is successfully repaired, everyone celebrates.
Space heater fixed!
And that's a feeling you can't buy. In Redwood City, I'm Azul Dahlstrom-Ekman for Marketplace.